unfortunately, the current administration depends very heavily on support from organized labor. And as we saw during the NAFTA 2.0, or the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, organized labor is not very keen on these trade agreements. They, for some reason, view this as a threat to job creation in the United States. But I think most analysis I've seen is it actually is a win-win. But because of the dominance, really, of organized labor in, among the president's party, I don't think they're keen on passing trade promotion authority or negotiating trade deals. There are some exceptions to that. For example, I've done some op-ed pieces with Tom Carper from Delaware, who's chairman of the Finance Subcommittee on Trade, and I'm the ranking member, where we have recommended that we go back to something that was recommended in the Obama administration, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. My conviction that that would be the right direction to go was just reinforced during my recent visit, because for both security purposes and economic purposes, we have something that the Chinese Communist Party does not have, which is friends. And we've seen, for example, China use agriculture as a weapon in Australia when the Australians haven't done what they want them to do. So I think by working together with our friends and allies in the region, other democracies, that we can counterbalance and hopefully deter China from some of its more aggressive tendencies. So I think there's unlimited opportunity. I don't know whether the administration would ever consider doing that again, but it would have both benefits for our producers as well as national security for us to grow closer together to those friends and allies in the region. Mm-hmm.